Good morning. It is 8:19 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I'm lucky enough to have a special guest in the studio joining me. I have Andrew Lee, who is a Sitka Fellow here in town. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me. Sitka Fellows. We've had a few stories about this posse you're running with. You want to tell us a little bit about what a Sitka Fellow is?
Well, for me, a Sitka Fellow is someone who comes to Alaska hoping to escape the world of the Bay Area, but at the same time thinking about startups, working on my own startup, as well as thinking about how one builds high-growth startups in across America.
And startups, can you give us some examples of what a startup would be?
So I think when most people ask about what a startup is, they think a lot about the movie The Social Network, or they think about Mark Zuckerberg. But the way I think a lot of people should think about startups is that they are solutions to problems in a high growth way. So for a lot of businesses out there, instead of making a laundromat that, you know, helps solve the problem of your dry cleaning, they think of a newfangled way to go ahead and solve your dry cleaning that does it 10 times faster. And that's essentially, I think, the essence of a startup, being able to go and take an old concept or even a new concept and then having that scale in a very fast way.
And what makes you so interested in, I mean, it sounds like you're a problem solver in startup, but what is it about this problem solving that's so interesting?
Some might say I'm more of a problem maker, but yeah. So I think that the thing about startups is, I couldn't think of anything else to be doing in the world, primarily because startups are, they find inefficiencies that happen in the real world. And then we take those inefficiencies, and we usually try to find, there's a very famous phrase that we use for startups, it's called hack. So when you hack something, it's actually a non-obvious solution to a sort of traditional or obvious problem. So if you see a problem, instead of trying to fix it the regular way, you try to find the easiest, most generally the laziest way that you can possibly do it. And I think that's fundamental to what makes a startup so powerful. Perfect example is if, for a lot of people who want to go see their loved ones off at the airport, a hack that developed in a post 9/11 world was some people would, they try to go to the airport, but they couldn't see their loved ones. So what they would do is some people would actually buy refundable tickets so they could go through the security, go see off their loved ones, even have dinner sometimes. And then they'd leave and then they'd refund the ticket.
I had no idea.
Yeah. That there are many hacks like that are in this world. Yeah.
Or sort of a workaround. So you must have a really good attention to detail.
I don't know if I guess to a certain extent. I think that if I'm focused nearly enough, I feel like now in Sitka, Alaska, there's so much detail around me that I barely have time to go and take it all in.
There is a lot happening here. And off the air, we did talk a little bit about you being from San Francisco Bay Area. And I asked if you were a little bit understimulated here. And you said just the opposite.
Yeah, no. I think that the way that I think, at least the way I described it is, the world of Sitka, Alaska has so much around it in terms of external stimuli. But then I don't feel as if I'm isolated at all. Mm-hmm. Probably because I'm an internet vagabond. So for me, I'm just really place shifting. I'm going from one place to the other, but my sense of space is still the same. I still can keep the same hours. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who, for example, telework a lot, and it's very
similar.
There's
a lot of telecommuting here in town.
Yeah.
Yes. So, so you're in, just before you came here, some of the startups or some of the online work that you've done?
Yeah. So back in the Bay Area, I worked for a company called Zynga, a fairly well-known company that makes games like Farmville, Words with Friends, Draw Something. And, you know, a lot of the experience I had is in the world of consumer internet startups or consumer high-growth startups. And, you know, one out of every 10 people played Farmville at one point. I mean, mm-hmm. one out of 10 people in the United States, that's like more people who actually play Farmville than really farm.
Or vote.
Yeah, that's right. It's fascinating, right? And I think that there's something very powerful about that. The concept that something can grow from zero to hundreds of millions of people very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then more importantly, that power to be able to grow is really powerful because you can take that growth and channel it in a way that allows you to make your mark upon the world. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people like startups, because there's a sense of you're making something useful, you're solving problems, but at the same time, the amount of impact that you have is just astounding. I mean, at what point in your life can you touch like a million people with a push of a button, right?
Exactly. So as a Sitka fellow, are you looking, so you're here, you're sort of looking at the big picture of startups. Are you looking to be a consultant to help people with startups, to create your own startups, to, I don't want to say franchise, but you know what I mean?
Only you could franchise startups these
right.
days. There's probably a new business model that's out there, the McDonald's of startups.
Is it a consulting role? Mm-hmm. Is it, where you fit in?
Yeah. So, so my role has primarily been, I've advised startups in the past. So mm-hmm. I was traveling around Santiago, Chile, Bogota, Colombia, as well as around all of the United States. You know, I've advised a lot of startups out there as a mentor for this group called the Founder Institute. But most of my time actually spent here will be thinking about my own next steps, because I can't, someone who loves startups, what's the thing that he's always thinking about? Oh, starting his next startup, right?
Right.
So that's the thing I'm primarily focusing on, thinking about what is, I'm really interested in a lot of things like old networks. I'm really interested in high growth. I'm interested in consumer. I'm also interested in the consumer and the enterprise space. I think for me, coming to Sitka, Alaska is... I think a lot of people come to Sitka, Alaska thinking about, they're trying to find something. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm trying to find the next startup idea. And I may not find it. I mean, I may find something else completely, perhaps a bald eagle.
It's
not going to touch it, I promise. the thing I think about is really thinking about what is something that's fundamentally useful and what can become a high growth startup. I mean, it's interesting because I think there are a lot of people out there consider business to be a, sort of, some people don't like it. They think of it as a sort of an evil thing. I actually think that if you can do it right, it's sort of like you play, if you can play within the system correctly, you can make a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my hope. But my hope is, I'm an entrepreneurial guy. I'm here in Sitka, Alaska. My hope is to bring a little bit of that entrepreneurial spirit and show people a little bit about what it means to start your own startup or think like an entrepreneur. Being able to think like an entrepreneur is thinking about those non-obvious solutions, thinking about ways that you can both hack the system, but at the same time really solve an inefficiency. I'm sure there are a lot of problems out there that could use just a fresh set of eyes or a different way of thinking. And that's probably the most important thing about startups.
Do you have a hard time living in the present? Like your mind is just going constantly. I mean, are you linear that you think of a startup concept and you want to really have it done from start to end? Or is there always like 6 to 10 projects happening at one time in your brain and you're just sort of compartmentalizing until a later date?
It's interesting. I think that once I come up with an idea, like for example, one of my previous startups, the first one I ever did was when I was in college, and it was this idea. It was called Fantasy Congress. It was like fantasy football, except you draft members of Congress.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a nerdy, nerdy, geeky hobby at the very beginning. Trust me, it was a very slow news cycle during that period when they covered us. But I would say that at the point that I started thinking about Fantasy Congress, I was like, I was obsessed with it. I mean, that's a thing, right? If you can find yourself in flow where you have that idea or whatever it is, and you just know, you don't even care if a lot of people are going to use it. What you care about is you just care about seeing this thing exist,
mm-hmm.
right? I kind of describe it as the builder solution hallucination, right? You have to get to this point where you just want to build. You just want to make that thing. You want to see it exist. And you don't really care what happens when it exists, but being able to make that thing and then seeing people use it, there's no greater joy than having that. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people feel, because most of the time, if you're in Sitka, Alaska, you're thinking about, what's that cruise ship doing over there, et cetera, et cetera. What is the thing that's more present? It's a balance of being able to think of the future, but at the same time, work toward that future. So, yeah.
Oh, very exciting. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. Andrew, how long are you going to be in town till?
I'll be here until the end of August.
And how can people chat with you? I mean, are you going to do any sort of seminars, public classes?
Yeah, my hope is to be able to go and do a technology class. I hear there's a lot of people who'd love to learn about technology, so I'm happy to go ahead and help them figure out small little things on their phones or on their computers to go and help make their lives just that much easier. There's so much great technology out there. So I'll probably be holding that soon. You'll hear more about it later on.
Well, that sounds terrific. I'd like to thank my guest, Andrew Lee, for joining me this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.